Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about Social Security and how this should not be your parachute into retirement. We're going to break this down. We know that me and Dave Ramsey don't agree on everything. I think he is great at debt management. I think he is golden. Some of his rules and things that he has in place, those baby steps are great. But mathematically, from a financial advisor, some of the advice I don't like. For example, the snowball technique versus the avalanche. Mathematically, the avalanche technique is going to wipe out your debt a lot faster. The snowball technique is more of a psychological one. It's going to make you feel good while you're getting rid of the debt. So if you want to feel good, go ahead, do the snowball. But if you want to wipe out your debt faster, you're going to do the avalanche. Listen, why do you think they call it the snowball? And why do you think they call it the avalanche? It's not by accident.
And while Social Security may soon be headed for disaster, financial guru Dave Ramsey has some advice for retirees thinking about collecting soon.
Don't hold out for the largest Social Security check possible, is what Dave says. Instead, begin collecting benefits as early as 62 years old, but only if you invest the whole check. Our next guest says he's absolutely right.
Jade Warshaw is here, and she works for Dave Ramsey's Ramsey Solutions. Jade, just explain more of this approach. But Dave seems to suggest you can still count on Social Security despite the fact that, according to this new report, up until 2033, you know, there's going to be an automatic benefit cut of 21%.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Listen, if you're trying to jump from working to retirement, Social Security should not be your parachute. As it stands, I mean, it's only going to account for 40% of what people were used to making. And as you said earlier, in 2034, it might not even exist anymore. So I tell Americans, listen, set yourself up for success. You know, we tell people to pay off all their consumer debt, get 3 to 6 months saved, and then you should be investing 15% of your gross income every month so you can create a retirement fund that is secure for yourself. Now, as to what Dave was talking about, you know, if you reach 62 years old and you say, listen, I don't really need Social Security, I've got my own nest egg. Yeah, take that money early. You're going to get a lower distribution, but you should invest that amount. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say to me, Jade, I need Social Security, I need every bit of it, I would tell you to wait till 70 and take the most distribution that you can get. And for some people, there might be a little medium of both where you could continue working and take Social Security. Just know that there'll be limits on the income that you can make without them penalizing you.
Jade, all I know is at the time I turned 62, this thing goes broke. That is my luck.
Yeah, she makes some great points. I don't disagree with a lot of what they're talking about. They are talking about a lot of different variables as well, because I think the maximum is $32,000 that you can have as income before your Social Security starts getting taxed. So if you do need to supplement your Social Security with some part-time work, you can actually get that done. That's actually a good compromise. Once again, I like the idea of investing your Social Security. We talk about finding the break-even point. Getting withdrawals for 8 years prior to this 70 years, if you invest all of it, you're probably going to get a better, or you have a higher probability of getting more return out of your Social Security if you invest them all. Because once again, you are receiving 6-7 years of checks and you're getting those balances instead of just increasing the amount that you get per month. Does that make any sense? So if, let's say for even numbers, you get $1,000 per month. Well, that's $12,000 per year. You multiply that by five, you have $60,000 that you put into an investment at that time that has been growing and compounding, let's say even at a very conservative 6 or 7%. That's going to be a lot better than just your payment for that month being increased by 7% or whatever it may be. But like I said, once again, you need to find that Social Security number. There's a whole calculation. I didn't want to do this all in my head. These are just some rough numbers. This is not investment advice, but that was some good points that if you are going to take it, you don't need it, take it, invest the whole amount so you can have more control over your Social Security. So when you are ready to withdraw, you can make some different maneuvers. That's why planning is so important, because if you pull and you need the extra funds and you make the wrong decisions, that could be a problem. So brothers and sisters, when we're talking about Social Security, make sure you make the right decision for you. There are so many options that you have. You need to know everything that you can do so you can retire safely. But once again, Social Security is not a golden parachute. When you come in and say, well, I have Social Security, I am here to tell you it's not going to be everything that you think it is. If you need to find out how much in Social Security you're actually going to receive, you can actually go to ssa.gov. That is the official Social Security Administration's website. And you can open up an account and they will tell you based on your work history what you are projected to get at age 62. When we do financial plans, that's what we request. We have you go on to the site. We have you get your number so we can make the most accurate prediction about what your income is going to be in retirement or as it stands today if you're already receiving. But I think the bottom line here that we learned about Social Security is that you need to save on your own. This is do it yourself. You cannot rely on the government. You cannot rely on your employer to save for you. You can't hope that the politicians are going to pass some type of policy, which is automatically going to give every American $100,000 when they retire as like kind of like this bonus. It's not going to happen. Well, it might happen. It's possible, but not very probable. So when you are looking at your finances, I want you to really focus on saving, making sure that you build your own retirement so you can live the life that you want to and not just the one that you hope for. Well, if you're new to investing or you want to learn about how to invest, obviously we have the four pillars to Christian investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide. If you listen to any of my podcasts, I struggle so much to pointing to this thing on YouTube. It's very hard, but the concepts are still the same. It's four pillars to Christian investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide to investing and retirement savings. It's going to go over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers, which is very important. Estate plan is one of the most overlooked financial planning tools in the industry today. You could do everything right. You can manage your debt. You could save well. You can invest well. But if you don't know how to pass it on to the next generation, your whole plan could fall short and your kids will get less than you ever intended them to get. And the government gets it all. So if you don't want that to happen, make sure that you go check out this ebook right here. The link is going to be in the description below. If you love what you have, if you love what you read, make sure that you schedule a consultation with me, AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, and I'm here to help you live rich and righteously. Well, that is it for me. If you're not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you like, comment below. How do you feel about Social Security? Where are you at in retirement? And do you think that we should do something different? Is there some secret that maybe I don't know about? Let me know in the comments. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.